Hey everyone, you're listening to a Seneca podcast. Make sure you check the link in the description to see all of our free online courses. Enjoy this episode.
Catholics believe that love of neighbor was one of the two great commandments given by Jesus to his followers. Jesus refers to loving your neighbor many times in the Gospel Mark 12:31, love your neighbor as yourself. If I speak with the tongue of men or of angels but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. Corinthians 1:13-1. Catholics interpret their neighbor as anyone who is in need, regardless of religion, race or location. This reflects the teaching of Jesus in the parable of the Good Samaritan, Luke 10:25-37. Therefore, Catholics look to help people in their own neighborhood, throughout the country and all over the world. This belief that anyone in need is your neighbor is also taught in the document of the Second Vatican Council, called Gaudium et Spes. In chapter 26, it reminds Catholics about human interdependence and the right of every person to live in circumstances where they can lead a fully human life. The document specifies the right to freedom, education, work, as well as food, clothing and shelter. There are many Catholic agencies that try to fulfill the commandment to love one's neighbor through their charitable work. The Catholic Agency for Overseas Development is an international aid agency based in England and Wales that works specifically to combat and raise awareness of poverty. Their wider goals are to respond to emergencies like floods and earthquakes worldwide, and to promote social justice. Trocara is an agency based in Ireland which acts as the official overseas development agency of the Catholic Church in Ireland. Trocara works abroad, mainly in developing nations, in order to protect human rights and provide humanitarian aid where it is needed most. Missio, or the Pontifical Mission Societies, is a group of Catholic agencies under the direct control of the Pope. Missio is the official agency of the Vatican for conducting international missions. In particular, these missions focus on poorer countries and countries where Christianity is an emerging faith. Catholic social teaching has encouraged Catholics to support and become involved in charitable activities in Britain and overseas. The foundations of such efforts were laid in Rerum Novarum by Pope Leo XIII in 1891, which advocated a fair distribution of the world's resources. In Mater et Magister in 1961, Pope John XXIII wrote about the obligations of rich countries to assist poor countries whilst respecting their culture. In Populorum Progressio in 1967, Pope Paul VI said, "There can be no progress towards the complete development of individuals without the simultaneous development of all humanity in the spirit of solidarity."
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!